Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. What am I more afraid of than COVID? Also, I read off some of the very cold temperatures of some of our listeners, and I give a kind of a broader picture overview of the Supreme Court, where they've gone wrong, what's going right on the Supreme Court, why the Constitution matters. It's a very informative and educational episode. And if you have students or young people in your life, I think this episode would really benefit them in more ways than one. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're back doing the Ask Me Anything episodes, which is what this episode is. And when you email me, you get in the queue to get a question possibly answered. freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm really blessed by all of you that email your questions in. I learn a lot from you. We have the best audience on the planet. So thank you, thank you, thank you for emailing us and for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. It's Monday. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. All right, let's get to some of your questions that you've emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, Charlie, if the Supreme Court knocks down the mandate, do you think the Biden regime will consider moves to pack the court? Thank you and God bless. Okay, that's a really good question. So some of you might be listening to this and we don't know when the Supreme Court is going to rule on this. There are two different cases they are hearing simultaneously, if I'm understanding this correctly. They have the first case is the OSHA case that we're very familiar with. The second case is Biden v. Missouri, which concerns a regulation issue in November requiring healthcare workers at facilities that receive federal money under Medicaid and Medicare programs to be vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus unless they qualify for a medical or a religious exemption. So they heard both of them simultaneously. The first one, it looks more and more like it will be overturned. That is your typical 100-employee employer one. The second one is about the Biden vaccine mandate for workers at healthcare centers that serve Medicaid and Medicare. Now, I've mentioned this before, and before I get to the actual question that was just asked, I just want to make sure everyone knew the two cases. And again, you might be listening to this after the ruling, so you just got to kind of factor that in. But what I'm going to talk about is true regardless of what the ruling is, which is I have been really surprised, I shouldn't keep saying this, surprised and shocked and all this, at how many people that just kind of immediately went into a posture of unquestioned compliance. It wasn't even a question. Let me just kind of tell you the meeting that we had at Turning Point USA a couple months ago and the meeting we had this morning. Here is how long our meeting was. All right. Biden says we have to vaccinate our workers. I look around to our team. I said, it's not going to happen. All right. Let's get to the next thing. That was our meeting. Then this morning, I called up one of our team members who's kind of our in-house counsel. She does a great job. I called her up. I said, listen, if the Supreme Court rules against us, we're not going to comply. And I said, I know there might be a price and blah, 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 whatever. She said, okay. All right, let's get to some other business. At some point you have to draw the line and be willing to pay the price. And I get it. Like, oh, it could cost you money. Like there's a lot of things in life that are more important than money. And again, I'm not trying to get on some sort of moral high horse like I'm a better person than anyone else. I'm not. But what I am saying is this is not hard. That's what I am saying. All I'm saying is this wasn't a complicated thing. Okay, OSHA, you're gonna fine me? Terrific. Great. Wonderful. I will happily pay a fine, and then we'll appeal the fine probably in some sort of lawsuit or whatever, so that my employees can live free. Pretty simple. And it is going to be a question of whether or not more legal challenges can continue. So it looks like the Supreme Court, if they overturn the prior decision, it's going to go back down to just kind of more of a blizzard and a flurry of lawsuits. And it's probably going to go back to the Supreme Court at some point. And so this is going to be this is like a lawyer's fantasy. They're just licking their chops at how the billable hours that are going to be made possible. Okay, but the question that was asked is, do you think the Biden administration will start to consider moves to pack the court? Well, look, I want to play a piece of tape here. Okay, so this is a really important thing about kind of the type of justice they want on the Supreme Court. So I want you to imagine, just for a second, I want you to replace vaccine mandate, and I want you to replace in your mind gun confiscation mandate. So I want you to listen to what Justice Kagan says, and I want you to imagine them making this argument while saying gun confiscation mandate, meaning we must confiscate firearms. Okay? Play cut 90.
More and more people are getting sick every day. I don't mean to be dramatic here. I'm just sort of stating facts. And this is the policy that is most geared to stopping all this. There's nothing else that will perform that function better than incentivizing people strongly to vaccinate themselves.
So this is why the founding fathers were so brilliant. I mean, I could go on and on about them. We're actually putting up statues of founding fathers at Turning Point USA. We're really proud of that. If anyone has any statues that have been taken down in a city near you, we'd be happily buy them at a discounted price. And we'll even pay for shipping of the bronze. The founding fathers understood that it's really hard to be an expert in anything. It's hard to know what you're talking about. And instead, you must study the humanities, which is rooted in wisdom, rooted in eternal principles, and the things that do not change. Because Kagan's just an idiot. Like, that's the point, is that she has no idea what she's talking about with medicine. Like, no idea. She's just kind of meandering. Like, look, I'm a Supreme Court justice, okay? And people are getting sick. And it's just common sense. Therefore, we need to just start vaccinating people. And this is the ultimate mission creep of the third article of the United States Constitution, which is, and Scalia, oh, was he great. We got to find that clip of Scalia where he said, it's irrelevant. That's not our job as justices. Our job is to tell you whether or not it's constitutional. It's not our job whether or not people are getting sick or not. That's a separate part of the government. Guess what? It actually shouldn't be a role of government. And here's my true constitutionalist showing up. I trust entrepreneurs and non-hyper-regulated social media networks to get the truth out a lot better, like Dr. Zelenko or Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, America's frontline doctors, than Kagan, stay in your lane, okay? Stay in your lane of the revisionist, anti-constitutional, scholarly work that you're so focused on. But what's happened here, and Biden has kind of forced this hand, is that now we have Supreme Court justices commenting on medical data? Now, with that precedent, I want you to imagine what Kagan would say. Look, a lot of people are dying of gun violence. Gun violence is a serious problem in our country. People are really having a tough time. And it only makes sense. The only way to stop gun violence is to take their guns away. Do you all of a sudden see how the argument of public health, when it comes into the courts, the Supreme Court, Article 3 of the Constitution, could result in a mass confiscation of firearms? It would just make sense. It's public health, everybody. Or how about this one? The world is going to end of climate change in 10 years. It's just public health that we need to get rid of fossil fuels. Public health, come on. It's whether or not it's constitutional. This is the difference between a revisionist and an activist judge and a textualist and an originalist. It's a massive difference. Kagan commenting on medical jargon. Little bit of a mission creep. Kagan, I'm not going to tell you all about the Hegelian dialectic. Don't tell us about rising cases of Omicron. Right. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our democracy by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote, at the checkout line, and that is where massively important organizations called Second Vote come in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. Check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. What if I told you Chick-fil-A is not all that you might think it is? Well, their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive. It doesn't happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 a year. But if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. It's literally $2 a month, everybody. And you get 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Do not buy products from people that hate you. Don't buy products from people that are funding the downfall of America. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. The perspective of the left-wing justice is they do not view their role as a judge, as an independent interpretation of what the Constitution says to set limits on the government. They look at their role as an active participant in the legislative process to try to accelerate and approve power grabs by the Leviathan. It's two totally different perspectives. Scalia, who really was kind of the pioneer of the modern textualist, the modern originalist, he would always say that it doesn't matter whether or not I agree or disagree with the outcome, or whether I think the outcome of my decision might be beneficial or detrimental to the population. What matters is whether or not it's constitutional. What matters is whether or not it fits within the framework of the rules of the land. And that's a very important point, because the Constitution, being a small r Republican style government, has very specific, well thought out, wise, and unchanged truths about how people in charge act. People in charge, for example, tend to want to eradicate your privacy. You cannot be free if you do not have privacy. You cannot flourish if you are being monitored all the time. Orwell probably was the most effective author at ever articulating this. Not the only thing he was able to be able to successfully make a case for. But what's really happening at the Supreme Court, and this should be a 9-0 decision. Let me be very clear. Both decisions should be a 9-0 decision. Benjamin Flowers, the Ohio Solicitor General, on the risk of different age groups of being vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Cut 95.
In the abstract, what we can at least mandate or at least demand from the agency is internal consistency. And if you look at their own data, the CDC data from the last week of October, unvaccinated individuals 18 to 29 were as likely to die as vaccinated 50 to 64-year-olds, and 5 times less likely to die than vaccinated 65 and up. Hospitalization was between 18 and 49, that's not even just the young, was about as likely as vaccinated 65 and up. If you look at the Griffin study that they cite as 61,418 of the federal Register, unvaccinated and vaccinated both had low risks of death in ICU. And as a societal matter, we are not debating that COVID is serious. It is an incredibly grave risk for some people, not for everybody. And finally, I'd point you to the SCOBY study. Again, they cite that 61,418 of the Federal Register was that vaccinated individuals who are 65 or older are twice as likely to die as unvaccinated individuals 18 to 49. And keep in mind, that's 18 to 49, not 18 to 29. So that's probably even more skewed if you look at the younger demographic.
Now, you never know how a justice is going to rule, but I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. Neil Gorsuch is going to rule to overturn these mandates. Now, I don't think he asked any questions today. I didn't hear him ask any questions, right? He asked a couple. But I didn't hear any questions. You might say, Charlie, how do you know? Well, first of all, Gorsuch is awesome. How do I know that Gorsuch is going to rule favorably? He was the only justice without a mask on today. He openly defied the mask mandate. He's like, you know what? Article 3, we are a co-equal but separate branch. Pelosi, your mask mandate. Biden, your mask mandate does not apply. So Biden signs a federal mask mandate. And Gorsuch says, nope. Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And it's promo code Charlie, actually. It's a great special. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, and $24.98 with a promo code. Or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. The promo code Kirk also works on my store and frankspeech.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Let's go to this tape here. Hello, I was wondering if you could direct me on how to potentially run for my local school board. Please forgive my ignorance to this. However, I'm a 33-year-old male, and I have my kids in kindergarten, 7th grade. Any assistance would be appreciated. Okay, that's a great question, Zach. First, we have our school board watch list at Turning Point USA. You guys can go to schoolboardwatchlist.org. But the easiest way to learn how to run for school board is to go to your local property taxes, find out what your local places you are funding, and then work backwards from there. So let's pretend you live in the suburbs of Chicago and you pay property taxes in Elk Grove Village. I'll just use a place that I know really well, Rolling Meadows or Wheeling or Mount Prospect, and you pay tax to Hersey High School or Prospect High School. You just go to your property tax bill. You say, oh, okay, I'm funding District 214. Or maybe you live in Schaumburg and you're funding District 211 or whatever. Well, then you just go to the District 214 website, type into your search engine, District 214 elections, and all the information is there. Now, I do want to say, if anyone wants to run for school board, I can't guarantee help. We're at our max at Turning Point Action, not Turning Point USA. But we do want to help if we can. And you guys should email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Or we can get you connected with other grassroots people or potential people that could be financially supportive of your effort. Not every race are we at Turning Point Action. Are they able to help? But I just want to kind of make that aware for you. Okay, let's get to another question here that was emailed to us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, there was one that just came in that I think was really important. Charlie, I'm confused. Where does it stand for the Supreme Court? Okay, so it depends on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this live as I'm saying these words, the justices are meeting. Is that right, Connor? They're meeting and convening. Now, I think this is a special deal. This is not going to be like a June decision, right? This is going to be rather imminent, right? Okay. So it seems as if this could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be 2 weeks. I have a feeling they're going to get an answer pretty soon. Now, there's two different things that they're talking about. Remember, they're talking about the vaccine mandate, the OSHA mandate, which looks likely to be overturned. Even the New York Times is signaling that. And then they have the Medicare, Medicaid, that you can't get Medicare, Medicaid dollars via hospitals if you do not have your workforce vaccinated, which unnecessarily puts the pressure on the court to all of a sudden be the interpreters of whether or not a vaccine is effective. Like, that is not what a judge is supposed to do. And this is where I think that, again, I'm not moved by a lot of these administrative legal arguments. I'm not. I try to go straight to the core of it. I say, wait a second. Is the vaccine doing what they say it's going to do? And again, that's probably not the best place to go, because I was just basically saying it shouldn't be up for Kagan and Sotomayor to make some sort of decision on vaccine technology, right? But I do think that you could, instead of trying to support something, which takes a lot more evidence, you can easily debunk it, right? You could easily... Let's put this, the burden of proof needs to be on the state that the vaccine has no adverse events, no risks, is 100% safe and effective, and no one is getting the virus because of it. Otherwise, then it's just an injectable therapeutic. And if it's an injectable therapeutic, then two things happen. you lose your emergency use authorization, number one. And number two, then we have to compare the vaccine or the injectable therapeutic to aspirin, ivermectin, melatonin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, vitamin C, azithromycin, quercetin, all these other things. And I just had a buddy in New York. Praise God, he's doing a lot better. And he was struggling with the Chinese Fauci coronavirus. Called me up. His doctor said, I can't help you. And I told him to get all the stuff. And he said, all right, I don't know where to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. But he was not doing well. Baby aspirin, melatonin, vitamin D, vitamin C, tons of liquid. He turned the corner. He's doing great. Praise God. And I'm not saying it's because of me. I'm not saying it's because of that stuff. But what I just told you happened. And that's the truth. Okay. So, okay. Hey, Charlie. My name is Aina. I'm a senior in high school. And so far, I've had the ability to fight against vaccine mandates. Good for you. With college right around the corner, I found that almost all the colleges I applied to require two shots on top of that booster shot. I'm not keen on getting the vaccine, considering how new it is. Not to mention, let me just reiterate this. NPR article. COVID vaccines may briefly change your menstrual cycle. NPR. But you should still get one. Oh, really? Yeah, you should tell women what to do. I thought it was... By the way, it's written by a man. I love it. It's written by Jeff. I grew up in an America when the left would say, do not tell women what to do with their bodies. Now we have National Public Radio taxpayer-funded articles by weird creeps by the name of Jeff Broomfield. You take a picture of this guy. Do not let your kids near this guy. Whew. He's a senior editor and correspondent on the NPR science desk. Right. Okay. COVID vaccines may briefly change your menstrual cycle, but you should still get one. Oh, really? Have you had a menstrual cycle before, Jeff? Are you the one to tell women about that? It's just NPR so stupid. You couldn't find one of your 5,000 communist women that are on your payroll to write this article or at least ghostwrite it. Here, you know, lesbian author, 27-year-old that went to Brandeis or went to Vassar or went to Wellesley. We're just going to put this under your byline. No, no, no. We're going to go find the balding 55-year-old guy to go tell women what to do with their bodies when it comes to menstrual cycles. All right. With college right around the corner, I found that all colleges did okay. I'm not too keen on getting the vaccine considering how new it is. On top of this, I have IBD and take immunosuppressant drugs. I've gone on reliable sources and found that people taking medication have low antibodies from the vaccine. Therefore, why should I get something that may or may not be effective? Not to mention, I've now gotten COVID two times. Do you have any advice or suggestions on how I can avoid being forced to get three shots simply to go to college? Also, how do I bring up the medical questions to doctors who are simply pushing vaccines? They will get in trouble if they don't. Overall, I'm not sure what to do at this point. I need some guidance or advice. Okay, first of all, find new doctors. There's some good ones out there. Find one. I'll email you back privately, Aina, and I don't know where you live. Maybe I'll be able to connect you with a doctor. I went to a doctor recently, and it was awesome. The doctor, you know what the doctor said? He said, I'm never going to tell you what to do. There's a lot of questions around this vaccine. I was like, whoa, you're telling me there's questions about the vaccine? I love this guy. It's like, this is so refreshing. And it's hard to see this doctor because a lot of people want those types of doctors right now. Go figure. And then I fired a doctor 9 months ago or 12 months ago because I went to go get a physical and he said he wouldn't see me unless I had the vaccine. I'm like, yeah, okay, have a nice life. It's so funny. They have a COVID outbreak in that doctor's office I left. Shut down because of COVID. Okay, well, advice. Aina, it's going to be hard for you to go to college without getting vaccinated. I'll be very honest with you. So you got to make a decision what matters more, your medical health or freedom and potential changes in your menstrual cycle. And who knows if that will impact fertility or not. Dr. Robert Malone is making that connection. Next week, we have him coming on, right? We have some people coming on next week. We kind of have a white coat summit happening. So that's happening. And so to answer your question, you say, do you have any advice on how I could be forced? Yeah, try the exemption route. Try the medical exemption route. Try the religious exemption route. But you might have to choose a different college. You might not go to college. I'm just being honest. We live in a different country than I thought we would. You can apply for a job at Turning Point USA. We're not going to force vaccines on anyone. And maybe put off college for a couple of years. You'll be smarter and wiser because of it. Everyone knows my perspective of college. I'm not going to get back into it. I'm not going to rehash this, but where are the parents? That is a recurring theme here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Where are the parents? Okay, next question here. I love Alaska. We got so many people. Oh, wow. Someone from Alaska just emailed us. Negative 29 degrees. Fairbanks, Alaska. Unhealthy air quality for sensitive groups. Yeah, I think that's the least of your problems if you have a negative 29 degrees. Okay. This question here. Negative 38 right now in the North Pole. Do you live there, Judy? Maybe you do. People die of bears all the time. I am, for the record, I am more afraid of getting eaten by a grizzly bear than COVID. It's true. I don't care about this. Actually, statistically, I'm at much higher risk. No, Andrew says, oh my goodness. No, it's true. I'm at higher risk because I hike all the time. I love hiking. It's beautiful. I'm much more afraid of grizzly bears than COVID. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, getting my D levels up, intravenous therapy. Andrew says you should be more afraid of mountain lions. Yeah, it's probably right. I was hiking once in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I was running, actually. It's back when I can run. Still trying to nurse that back. And I saw a grizzly bear, literally, as I was going down the trail with her cub. And I know the difference between a grizzly bear and a black bear, by the way. Circular face versus the hump. I got it. I took my bear identification course. I could just imagine the emails coming in from our Alaska listeners. How'd you know it was a grizzly bear? I knew it was one. Okay. It wasn't black. The snout. Okay. And that was an interesting experience. Connor says, is that a Hillsdale course? That should be the bear identification Hillsdale course. CharlieForHillsdale.com. You know, I should make a list of things I'm more afraid of than COVID. Heights? For sure. Open borders and grizzly bears. Should make a list. Things you're more afraid of than COVID. As many of you know, most of corporate America is going woke, and that includes those companies who are investing your hard-earned retirement money. Well, guess what? I finally found a financial planning and investment firm that supports our values. Pax Financial Group in San Antonio, Texas. Here's the great news. Now you don't have to live in Texas to work with them. Because San Antonio is a military city, they have clients worldwide. The thing that I like about Pax Financial Group is they have biblical responsible investments. These investments screen out companies that promote abortion, pornography, alcohol, drugs, gambling, and are anti-family or anti-Christian. Look, if you have $150,000 or more in your IRA, 401ks, or other investments, and you want to speak to my friends at Pax, visit paxfinancialgroup.com. That's paxfinancialgroup.com. Right now, they want to offer you a free ebook to learn about biblical responsible investing. Grab this ebook right now at paxfinancialgroup.com. Let's start investing in companies and make everyone's liberty a priority. Justice Sotomayor claimed that 100,000 kids were hospitalized with COVID. It's not even close to being true. Postmillennial.com says, it is falsely claimed. Even Fauci says that's not true. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Let's play Fauci's response to Sotomayor. Let's play that back to back. I think that's helpful. Now, again, you might be listening to this episode and the decision might have come down. Why am I going to play this? We're going to play 99 and then we're going to play 4. Okay, Connor, the Fauci one. I want you to just look at the quality of the people in charge. You would think that someone on the U.S. Supreme Court would double, triple, or quadruple check their sources. And do you want to know what's more stunning? Is that Sotomayor is probably reading some piece of paper that some Yale-educated or Harvard-educated law clerk gave her. Play cut 99, and then I'll call for cut 4. Play 99.
Country today than we had a year ago in January. We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators. So saying it's a different variant just underscores the fact that
So I know she's reading a script because that's what I sound like when I read a script on a conference call. Just the tone, the tenor. The specificity. We do a lot of reads here. I know what it takes to read. She's reading something that somebody put in front of her. So whatever law clerk did that for her, she should have the wisdom, or her team should have the wisdom. Fauci doesn't even agree. Play cut 4.
If you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And what we mean by that, if a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
There you go. That's the quality of the judicial branch of the ruling class, where they say, yeah, 100,000 kids. Now, could you imagine? I can imagine probably 20 or 30% of the American population probably believes this. And now they're forcibly injecting millions of children with this vaccine. That's COVID misinformation, by the way. Sotomayor, I don't think Sotomayor has a Twitter account or social media handle, but fear-mongering the population around that. All right, last one. News anchor Ron Majors lived in Alaska as a kid and had a rifle for him when he walked to school for bears. Smart. I'm telling you, when I go back, I'll never forget. I stayed at some resort when I went to Alaska. Can't remember that. It was really nice when I went to Anchorage. I'll never forget the proximity of human beings to bears in Alaska. I don't know if I'll ever get used to that. I'll never forget. I was watching some like Discovery documentary once. It was all about Northern Alaska, really strong folks out there. And it was all about this guy. His name is Jeff. And Jeff was doing interviews the whole time all about bears and this and that. I don't know if it was polar bears. Polar bears do eat humans. They actually hunt humans. And at the end of this show, it's like, oh yeah, Jeff's no longer around. It's like, why? A bear ate him on the way from the bar to the house. I was like, what? You mean Jeff, who I was just looking at the whole time, is, yep, bear ate Jeff. I'm much more afraid of that than COVID. And nothing you could tell me can stop me. So when I return to Alaska, which I will be coming with a SWAT team. Former Navy SEALs armed with AR-15s and bear spray. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.